Yeah, brother.
Bless his name this morning. Glory.
Don't be scared.
Yes, amen. Amen.
If that bothers you, you might ought to stay out of the ballparks. Amen. Hallelujah. God's been good. That's something to cheer about. Amen. God hears and answers your prayer. That's something to be excited about. Amen. Hey, listen, it's no big deal, really. We're just going to heaven when we die. Nothing special or anything. We just missed hell by 10 million miles and the judgment of God. Amen. We just have the peace of God in our heart. Amen. Nothing to get excited about. But it's not like somebody hit a home run or something. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelations chapter number 2 this morning. I know what time it is, and I don't care. Amen. It's all right. It's time to get in the Bible a little bit. Amen. Sometimes we have to, I'm trying to think how to phrase this, we have to get in the Spirit a little bit where we can understand what the Word of God's trying to speak to us. Amen. It's a spiritual book. It's not, somebody says, well, I don't understand the Bible. You need the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Amen. It's not a natural book. It's a supernatural book. Amen. I want to try to pull out something this morning. This has been one of those times I've been sitting there this morning praying, God, why do you do this to me? I used to pray, God, please give me a sermon. And then he messes with me, sometimes gives me two. I don't know which way to go. And I sat there, I'm very spiritual. I sat there in the chair and said, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Amen.
Grab a sermon by its toe. Amen. Amen. I said, Lord, you're going to have to lead me and guide me. And I believe he spoke to my heart.
Amen.
And told me which way to go this morning.
Amen.
Revelations chapter number 2. We've got the 7 letters to the 7 churches of Asia Minor. And here in Revelations chapter 2 in verse number 17... we're looking at what the Lord said to the church at Pergamos. Look with me at verse number 17. The Bible said, he that hath an ear, let him what?
Hear.
I'm not going to preach that again, but if you got ears, listen this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't be Facebooking on your phone. Listen to the Lord this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
My granddaddy used to say, God give you 2 ears and 1 mouth. That means you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. Amen. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I'm afraid we're listening to everybody but the Spirit.
Amen.
I'm afraid we're listening to too much Oprah and too much Dr. Phil. Amen.
Amen.
When we need to be listening to the Spirit of God. He said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Now let's back up there just a little bit. He said, to him that overcometh. Now that almost sounds like a work salvation, but it's not. We had to know God. We had to overcome the temptation to reject God and accept Christ as our Savior. The Lord is making some promises here. Listen, there are some things in life that we'll have to overcome. Amen. Even as Christians.
Yes, sir.
Just because you got saved doesn't mean you're 10-foot tall and bulletproof.
Amen.
Just because the preacher, the lying preacher on TV, said if you'll send me $5, I'll send you this holy snot rag and pray over it and you won't have no more problem. Don't get mad at me. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? I wish I could get some anointed napkin and it would take care of all my problems.
Amen.
That really sounds good. There's only one problem with it. It's just not true. It's just not true. I guess in the days of old Job in the Bible, he didn't have a napkin. Come on, come let us reason together, saith the Lord. Let's use common sense. We're all human. We live in a body of flesh, and we're going to have troubles and obstacles in our lives that we have got to overcome.
Amen, brother.
The Apostle Paul wrote 13 books of the Bible. He said he had a thorn in his flesh. He had a problem.
Amen.
Amen. Did you, do you understand this morning that all God's children have problems? And the Lord's saying, if you overcome, here's what He's saying, I'll make it worth your while. If you'll just hang in there and you'll stick it out, I will make it worth your while.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll give you to eat of the hidden manna. I believe that's going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Thank you, Mom. I couldn't preach without her, Brother Charles. I believe that'll be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. He said, I'll give you to eat of that hidden manna. Then he said something else. He said, I'm going to give you a rock. Now, sometimes we read the Bible and we think, big deal. Right? He said, if you'll just hang in there, I'm going to give you a white stone. He said, and I'm going to write a name on that stone that nobody knows except me and you. Amen. And I remember reading that years ago, and first time I'd read through my Bible, and I hit that part right there, and I thought, well, what's so good about a white rock? What's so special about a white rock? I went out in the driveway this morning, picked up a little bucket full. I may start throwing them, amen? I got white rocks. You know what? Probably got 15 or 20 there. What do you figure that's worth? Nothing. Now see, to the natural eye, when we read the Bible, a lot of times we read things and it just doesn't mean anything to us at all. When I read through there, a white rock to me, well, that's gravel that I walk on in my driveway. But to the writer, but to the Spirit of God, it meant much more. It's kind of like the 23rd Psalms taking on whole new meaning when you study out the life of a shepherd and sheep. It begins to take on all new light. And we begin to look at Middle Eastern times and customs, and we begin to study out what that white stone represented in those olden days. And then we begin to think, oh, there might be something to a white rock. Amen. There might be something to a white rock. There's so many things in the Bible that's interesting if you learn about them, like the throwing the shoe over your shoulder to close a deal. And I mean, just some crazy stuff, but it doesn't mean a whole lot to us, but it meant a whole lot to them.
Amen.
As that church received this letter, and they got down to that part about the hidden manna, and they got down to that part about the white stone, I imagine they got just a little bit excited. These pebbles in Middle Eastern times, way back in Bible days, these stones stood for several different things. I'm going to only talk about one of them this morning. But in olden days, that stone, it was often referred to as a judicial stone. When a man would go to a court of law, and the jury would debate and determine whether or not the man was guilty or free, they would put in a vase or a jar, a dark colored vase or a jar, they would put either a black stone, Brother Freddie, or a white stone. And when the verdict was given, the one being charged or the one being tried, he would hold out his hand. And if a white stone fell into his palm, you know what that meant? That meant he was pardoned and he was free.
Amen.
That meant that he was pardoned and he was free. Didn't mean that he was innocent. Are you listening to me this morning? Y'all helped me this morning. Y'all was shouting during the singing. I said it didn't mean that he was innocent. I said it meant that he was free. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something this morning. I'm not innocent by 100,000 miles. I'm guilty of every sin I ever committed. I deserve to bust hell wide open. But I'm glad one day under a pine tree in Jay Bass's front yard, God put a white stone of innocency in my hand. He put a white stone of pardon in my hand. I'll never have to pay for my sin. Hallelujah. Heaven is my home.
Amen.
Starting to take on new light, isn't it?
Yeah. Amen.
Have you got a white rock this morning?
Yeah.
It was a judicial stone. But not only that, I'll give you the message real fast. It was known as a traveler's stone. It was known as a traveler's stone. First of all, let me say that this white rock to the traveler was a stone of witness. It was a stone of witness. In Bible days, hotels and inns were few and far between. Remember when Mary and Joseph came and it was time for the Lord Jesus to be born, and the Bible said there was no room in the inn? I mean, it wasn't like it is around Atlanta or Douglasville or Villa Rica. I mean, even Villa Rica, we got three or four hotels.
Yeah,
Amen. I remember when Dallas didn't have a red light. And now we got hotels and all anyway. It was hard to find a room. So it was custom for a traveler to seek abode in somebody's home. And if people had the means necessary to take care of a guest, they were never turned away. They always welcomed them in their home. They took care of guests as they traveled. Now, I don't know if you understand this or not, but the Bible said we're just pilgrims passing through. Amen. Amen. This world is not my home. Amen. But they say the guy would stay in the home as long as his business required or whatever it was he was there for. But before he left, they said the traveler would go out in the street or in the yard, and he would find a white rock. And what he would do, he would pay the guy money for allowing him to stay in their home. But also with that money, he'd go find a white stone. And Brother Charles, the story says that what he would do was he would take another stone and he would break that white stone in half. And he would give to the householder, he would give him half the stone and he would retain half of it in his pocket. And he'd go on about his way. And what that signified was, no matter how many years may pass, if you're ever in my area, if you ever get to my area, you may grow gray and fat, all your hair may fall out, and I may not recognize you anymore, but if you're ever in my area, you knock on my door anytime, night or day, and maybe I don't recognize your face, but as a stone of witness, just reach in your pocket, pull it out, we'll put our two parts together, and he'll say, yes, it's him, amen, because he has that stone of witness. What are you saying? I'm saying one of these days when we get to heaven, there's only going to be one thing that will allow us to be there, and that's the witness of the blood of Christ that has been applied to our soul. Amen. I was thinking this morning, I was sitting in my office, when I get to heaven, there may be some people there that are shocked. When they see Eddie White come marching down the streets of gold, they may be shocked. Amen. They may look at me and go, I can't believe this. I can't believe it. How in the world did you get here? All I'll be able to say, Brother Gary, is him. It's him way back yonder at Bloody Calvary. He gave his life and shed his blood for an old wretched sinner like me. And I accepted that white stone of witness when Jesus came into my heart. That's why I'm here. Not because of the good I've done, not because of the money I've made, but all because of what Christ paid at Calvary. Amen. Do you have a stone of witness this morning? We talk to people all the time and ask them about their salvation. Now, it's okay to ask somebody if they're saved and they say yes and let it alone. But sometimes, boy, the Holy Spirit may nudge you to push that thing a little bit further. And say, what do you base that on?
Yes, sir, brother.
What do you base that on?
Amen.
Now, listen to me carefully this morning. For years, from the time I was 6 years old till I was 19, I had no stone of witness.
Amen.
What I had was a false witness.
Amen.
I went to the altar during a revival meeting on a double dog dare. When six-year-old boys double dog dare each other, I mean, that's dangerous ground right there. You can get your neck broke, all kind of things. You can't turn down a double dog dare. He said, I dare you to go to the altar. I said, I ain't going to do it. He said, I double dog dare you. I got to go. I had a deacon knelt on this side of me. I believe it was Larry Day. Sister Vanessa, I don't know where she's at. It was her dad. Yep, right there she is in the balcony. Her dad bowed on one side of me. Kenneth Corn, another deacon, bowed on the other side of me. My mama bowed in behind me. And they was all crying and praying. And they told me what to say. Brother Larry said, Eddie, you need to pray like this. Dear Jesus. I said, dear Jesus. He said, I'm a sinner. I said, I'm a sinner. I said exactly what he said.
Amen, brother.
Now, will that get a sinner saved?
No.
Stay with me. It depends on the sinner's heart.
That's right. Yeah.
It depends on the sinner's heart. I was just like a parakeet repeating some words that I'd heard. Had no idea, earthly idea, what I had said or what I'd done. Didn't know what it meant. Was not sorry for my sin. But I'm glad one night as a 19-year-old boy in Brother Jay's front yard, I done business with God. I didn't need a deacon on one side. I didn't need a deacon on the other side. All I needed was the Holy Ghost to hear my prayer. And God forgave me of my sin. And God gave me that night that white stone of witness.
Amen.
Where is yours? Do you have that stone of witness? I didn't say a church membership. That's what I had all those years. My name was on the roll. I went through the baptistry, but that's all I did. I went through a form, if you will. I did a traditional thing. It's kind of like baptizing a baby. Y'all okay? Baby ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't got a clue what he's doing. Salvation is a personal relationship between you and God. We must have that stone of witness. Amen. You know what a witness is? It's a testimony. It's a testimony. You know that's the greatest thing you have is your testimony?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's the greatest thing you have. Do you have that stone of witness this morning? What that stone did when he arrived at that door, it proved who he was.
That's right.
It proved exactly who he was. You know what Jesus said? He said, "My sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they'll not follow." He knows who you are.
Amen.
He knows who his children are.
Amen.
Yes. Listen to me, parents. Stay with me just for a second. If all the babies in the church started crying, could you tell if one of them was yours?
Yeah.
Ladies, men, you don't get to play this game. Because you do not qualify. In your eyes, a brat's a brat. That's all there is to it.
Amen.
All you wish is somebody'd shut it up, right? All right. Amen. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. That mama knows that baby's voice. Amen. And God knows your voice if you're his.
Yeah, bro. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But we must have that stone of witness this morning. Secondly, let me say this. Not only was that white stone, that traveler stone, not only was it a stone of witness, but it was a stone of wealth. It was a stone of welcome. It was a stone of welcome.
Amen.
I'm glad one day, hey, when Jesus came to my house, I let him in.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I'll come in and sup with him, he with me."
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I opened the door. Amen.
Yes.
I said, I'm glad I opened the door and let the Lord in. I'm glad I welcome him in my life. That last invitation that he gave, he said, "Eddie White, I want to come and be a part of your life." I'm glad I said, "Come on in, Lord. Make yourself at home." Amen. Because one of these days, I'm going to be standing at his door. Got my ticket, Father. Amen. Kind of like coming in from a long day at work. "Honey, I'm home." Amen. One of these days, we're going to step through the gates of pearl onto the street of gold and say, "Lord, we're home. Lord, here we are finally at last. The day's work is done. The battles are over. God, here we are. We're home. We're home at last."
Amen.
Amen. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, "If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father." It's a stone of witness, but it's a stone also of welcome. To receive God's welcome, listen to me carefully. First, he must receive your welcome. Did you know God has never forced himself on anybody? God's not going to get you down here in the altar and tie your hands behind your back and get you in some kind of pigeonhole and said, "Accept me or die." No, he's going to say, "Here I am. Take it or leave." God says, "I want you to love me because you want to. Not because you have to." Stay with me just a minute. God created the heavens and earth. Is that right? He made everything that was made.
Amen.
Did he not? Spoke it into existence. Didn't lift a finger, just said, let it be.
Yeah.
And there it was. Amen. Bam, that's a Big Bang Theory.
Amen.
He made man and woman.
Yes.
He put them in a perfect environment.
Yep.
Why did he make that tree? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why did he put it there? Why? He wanted Adam and Eve to choose.
Amen.
God could have made you any way he wanted to. But God made you with a will and the ability to choose whether I will accept Christ or reject Christ. Some of you are going to make that decision this morning before you leave. Amen.
Amen.
I chose to reject him time after time after time after time. I'm glad one day I chose to receive him. Amen. I'm glad one day I chose to receive him. I hope you'll do that this morning. What you ought to do is just find you a place on this altar at the end of the service and find you a rock.
Amen.
Amen. That's what you ought to do. Hey, I'll spread them out down here. And you can put one in your pocket to always help you remember. Buddy, when he preached about that rock, that's when I trusted Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
That's when I welcomed him into my life.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen. You say, well, what's the big deal? Me welcoming him into my house and him welcoming me into his. Well, not only is it a stone of witness, a stone of welcome, it's a stone of wealth.
Amen.
It's a stone of wealth. Stay with me just a second and we'll be done. When company comes, you generally pull out the best you got.
Right. Yeah.
When Jesus came to my house, my best wasn't all that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Stay with me. I'm on my way to his. Amen. Hey, we pulled out the best china we had. We pulled out the best dishes and cups and silverware we had. Amen. But the very best we had wasn't adequate for him. But one of these days, heaven's going to roll it out for me and you, and we're going to receive the very best that he has. When we march into that city, Jesus will say, what's mine is yours. You are an heir and a joint heir with Christ. Amen. Nothing will be withheld from God's children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bud, there ain't going to be no cancer.
Amen.
It ain't allowed.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't going to be no wheelchairs.
That's right, bro.
Amen. I preached one time on heaven's junkyard. Outside the gates of heaven. I know it probably really ain't there, but I just like to think about it. I believe there's a pile of wheelchairs a mile high. Amen.
Amen.
Crutches and prosthetic limbs.
Amen.
Artificial heart valves. Mama, say amen. She left. Sandra has left the building. Amen. False teeth.
Amen.
Eyeglasses.
Amen.
Amen. Hearing aids, Brother Charles said, huh? We're going to receive the very best
Amen.
That heaven has.
Amen.
Do you have a stone this morning? Did you know having this stone of witness, this stone of welcome, this stone of wealth, it's just as easy spiritually as I picked these up this morning physically? It's just as easy. I walked out in my driveway and just picked them up.
Yes.
They were there. Paid for, didn't cost me nothing.
Amen.
I just picked them up and stuck them in my little bucket. My yard don't even know they're missing.
Yep.
There's thousands and thousands of them. I didn't even knock a dent in it.
Amen.
Are you listening to me this morning?
Yes.
Hey. There hasn't been a dent knocked in God's salvation.
Amen.
There was plenty to go around 2,000 years ago.
Yeah,
if he tarries, there'll be plenty more.
Right.
2,000 years from now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Freely he gave.
Right.
All you have to do is accept it.
Right.
Just like this. CJ, I want you to have that. Now, the difference in me and the Lord, me and CJ. CJ can't take that to the bank. Wonder what happened if he walked in Regions Bank down here and said, what can I get for that? Preacher gave it to me, said it's worth a whole lot. They'd say, your preacher's got rocks in his head. Amen? Because it's worthless. But spiritually, what Christ has put in your heart this morning, it's worth everything heaven had.
That's right. Hallelujah.
It was so priceless, Jesus gave his life for it. Do you have that white stone this morning? Do you have that stone of witness? The witness that you are God's child? Do you have that stone of welcome? Listen, y'all go ahead to the piano, Brother Todd, if you would. The Lord said in that day, talking about the day of judgment, He said there's going to be a crowd, Brother Freddie, that says, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in Thy name? Didn't we cast out devils? In other words, didn't we do all these religious acts?
Yeah.
And He said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. We can be religious without being saved.
Right. Yes.
We can go through the motions without really knowing and having the assurance in our heart. Listen, I am living proof, and so are many here this morning, that you can know in your heart where you're going to spend eternity.
Amen.
This morning, I'm as sure of that spiritual white stone as I am this one I hold in my hand.
Right.
It's just that tangible.
Yes, sir.
It's just that real. You say, oh, y'all base your salvation on a feeling. No, I base it on what the Scripture said, but thank God I can feel it. I can feel the peace and the security I have in my heart.
Amen.
I have that stone of witness this morning. I'm God's child.
Amen.
Perfect? No. Not by a long shot. Be honest with you, a mess most of the time. But I'm His.
Amen.
I'm His mess. There ain't no doubt about that. Amen?
Glory.
Amen. I'm His rambunctious child. But I'm His child. I have that stone of welcome. Not one fear in my heart. Not one bit of anxiety about what's going to happen when I die. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. I was thinking last night, Brother Jason, when I was thinking about this message, I don't want to bring up anything upsetting, but that day Brother Godfrey called me and said, you need to get over here. So I think Brother Jason go home and be with the Lord. I walked up that truck. This peaceful of things you ever seen in your life. He just sat down. Had his hand on a bottle of water. Had his foot sitting in the sand. It didn't even stir. I mean, his foot never moved. He just laid his head back. Closed his eyes. Reckon what's the next thing he saw? Reckon what the next thing he saw was? He sat down to get a drink of water and wound up kneeling at the river of life flowing out from the throne of God. Hallelujah, because he had a stone of welcome. Imagine the Lord said, come on in, Jay. Come on in. Forget about that old bottle of water. Try this out. Come on in, lay that load down, son. Rest a while. Hallelujah. Thought about Brother J.M. Pastored this church some 28 years before me. The last years of his life was a struggle. Health. Affliction. I thought about that day he went home, Brother Charles. What a day. They sing that song, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. It's going to be a good thing. I thought about Stephen over there preaching the gospel in the book of Acts, and they killed him for it. The Bible said while they was stoning him, said old Stephen looked up into heaven and saw the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Lord, standing at the right hand of God. Somebody said, well, I thought the Lord was sitting at the right hand of God. Yeah, but every now and then he has to stand, welcome one home. Come on, Stephen. It's going to be all right. A stone of welcome. I'm glad he'll welcome me in that day. That day could be today. It could be tomorrow. Could be 100 years. I don't know. But whenever it is, I want to be ready. What's so good about a white rock? It's a stone of witness. I'm his. It's a stone of welcome. It's a stone of wealth. You ever sit around and say, boy, if I had $1 million, I'd do this and I'd do that? Can you imagine what heaven's going to be? Let's stand to our feet all over the house this morning.
Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody looking around. I wanted so much this morning to be a help to somebody. It's my prayer that we were. I hope somebody got a blessing, got something they needed. But let me please ask you this morning, do you have that white stone? Let's just make it real simple. Do you know that you're saved? Without a shadow of a doubt? Could I make you doubt it? Could I make you doubt your salvation? If I can, you might better check. I'm not trying to confuse anybody. We don't do that. I just want you to know for sure. Listen, are we going to be in heaven together or not? It'd break my heart to get there and just even one of you be missing after having a perfect opportunity to trust Christ as your Savior. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning say, preacher, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. God bless you, ma'am. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. I won't come to you or call you out. I just want to pray for you. Is there somebody else? Preacher, please remember me. I need to get that settled in my heart. If you can really know for sure where you'll go when you die, I'd like to get that settled. Pray for me. Anybody? Just slip it up and put it right back down. Just pray for me, preacher. Listen carefully. Wonder if there's one that'd say, pastor, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But my heart ain't been where it ought to be. Pray I just get things where they should be between me and the Lord. Got some stuff in my life I need to deal with. Hands already up all over the place. Thank you for being honest. We're going to pray together. Pray God would help you this morning. Father, as we come to you again, we thank you, Lord. God, for your many, many blessings. Lord, thank you for this little nugget, Lord, about this white stone. Lord, maybe just to encourage a weary traveler this morning. Lord, somebody who's saved, they know heaven's going to be their home, but God, they've just gotten weary. Lord, the journey's got long. God, they're just tired. Lord, I pray this morning maybe they got a little breath of fresh air. Lord, just a reminder, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Lord, it will be worth every trial, every valley, every mountain. God, every bump in the road. God, it will be worth it when we see your dear face. Now, Lord, you saw the hands. You know every heart. God, deal with us accordingly. Do what needs to be done in this altar call, and we'll thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.